Proclamation number 7418, dated the September 29th, 1959. State of twilight in the beyond. Souls passing over into the kingdom of the beyond without having found their Redeemer will find themselves engulfed by thick fog, providing they don't enter the kingdom of darkness due to their totally God-opposing way of life on earth. But there are people who have not become guilty of any explicit wrongdoing, whose offense generally consisted of failing to do good works, who can neither be called bad nor good, and whose spirit is therefore not so dark as to be expected by profound darkness in the beyond. Nevertheless, they are not suitable for the kingdom of light either, for their souls are not yet receptive to light. Their souls are still encased in thick twilight. They have absolute minimal realization, depending on their deeds of love, which a soul will be able to look back on. And most souls called back from earth are in this kingdom of twilight. People who are apparently righteous in the world and yet have little faith because they lacked love on earth. And these souls are now facing a time of utter barrenness, a time when they wander about lonely and alone with their thoughts. They are unable to recognize anything in their surroundings. They are spiritually blind and also incapable of perceiving anything but themselves. However, they have not lost their sense of identity. They also remember their past earthly life, yet only rather indistinctly and occasionally. They are in a permanent state of drifting about and searching, for they cannot find what they are looking for, a place of peace and safety, since they failed to acquire it during their earthly life. They effectively had been parasites on earth. They had lived without having fulfilled their true purpose of life. They have only ever taken and given nothing in return, irrespective of whether it is understood in an earthly or spiritual way. They had not acquired any spiritual possessions for themselves, but utilized their earthly life in line with their demands. They had spent their earthly life without having seriously thought about its meaning and purpose and living their life accordingly. And this is what they will receive in the kingdom of the beyond. They won't find anything because they didn't acquire anything that is of lasting value in the spiritual kingdom. Only now will it show as to whether such a person will be lovingly remembered. For every loving thought is like a firm foundation on which the soul is now able to move with a certain sense of confidence. Every loving thought provides the soul with a glimmer of light wherein it is able to recognize its surroundings, if only for a brief moment, but it is stimulated to reflect on it, and its state can only change through deliberation, by experiencing the blissful relief of every loving thought, by starting to regret when it realizes what it had failed to do on earth. And, depending on its nature, its willingness and its resistance, the state of such a soul can change equally soon, if it is not entirely obstinately minded, in which case its blindness can last for an extremely long time before the twilight will give way to a small ray of light. And since only loving thoughts can provide this relief, much strength of intercession has to be bestowed upon the soul. It should not be left to its fate, which would merely infinitely prolong its lightless state, for only love will be able to change it. Love, which fellow human beings will forward to such a soul and which the soul itself lacked in earthly life, but which will be accepted by God on behalf of such a soul. But it is possible for all you humans on earth to render much help with your love, and you should therefore constantly stay in mental contact with the souls of the departed. Time and again you should tell them about the gospel of love, and that they, even in the beyond, will still have to comply with these two commandments: to love God above all else and their neighbor as themselves. for this is the only way by which they will be able to make contact with Jesus Christ, without whom it will be impossible for any soul to enter the kingdom of light. The souls still wandering about in the twilight have not yet made any contact with Jesus Christ. They have not yet found salvation, which was the reason for their life on earth, but they absolutely have to attain it in the beyond if they don't want to descend into the abyss. Souls wandering about in twilight have not yet been pushed into the abyss. They still have a slight opportunity to find their path into the kingdom of light, for after a long time of barrenness beings of light, which, however, do not identify themselves as such, will repeatedly direct them towards the right path leading to Jesus Christ. And in order that they follow the beings of light, in order that they surrender their opposition, they will require much intercession which you should not deny to the souls. They will be eternally grateful to you if your love prevents their fall into the abyss, if you help them to find their way out of the twilight into the kingdom of light, for your loving intercession will prevent their aggression. Their souls will become softer and more yielding, and they will find salvation through Jesus Christ, who forgives everyone if only he remembers him and calls upon him. Amen.